My Label. What is My Label? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. My Label. We all have labels that we have given ourselves from time to time for reasons to reasons. And what is your label? I know what my label is. My label is God. How about that? My label is be myself and have fun. That's good. My label is I am number one. Well, people would refute me on that. My label is I am the creator of my world. And no one would doubt that I have done that as well or as badly as I've done. I have lots of labels. Not just one label that stands by me, but lots of labels. And the labels that I have and hear and stand by are the labels that show me the type of person I am. Now, what is my responsibility? What is my big job in being here on planet Earth? What is my big job in being here at all? Now, my big job in being here is to be myself and have fun. My big job, you might say, is to remember who I am, to remember my divinity, to remember where I came from, what I'm doing here, why I'm doing it. And where I came from is my divine self. Where I'm going to is my divine self. What I'm being is my divine self. And that's all that I am. Now, I think if I had a label and my label said, he is his divine self, I would be rather happy with that label. Because that label would open every doorway for me to have every experience and every encounter that I could possibly want and possibly enjoy. And my life would be so filled and so thrilled with things that would delight me and which would make me totally happy. Now, if, for instance, heaven forbid, if my label is I'm a good businessman, or if my label is I'm a good father or mother, if I have a label that says I am a lovely person, if I have a label that says that I'm a good minister, I'm a good professor, a good teacher, if my label are all these sorts of things, I'm a wealthy man. I have a super wife. I have a super husband. I have a super life. I have super children. If those are my labels, well, I have what you might call garbage for labels. Because those labels are constantly changing. Those conditions are constantly changing. One minute we have a lovely family, and the next minute we still have a lovely family, but they've flown the nest, and they're out doing their own thing, and they're struggling and attempting to accomplish all the things that they think are very important, that I have told them are very important, and they're working their living life out, trying to accomplish what they think I would be proud of them doing. Now, what a terrible thing to do to anyone. But we do that to our children, and our parents have done it to us, and our parents' parents have done it to us, and our parents' parents' parents have done it to us, and back into all time. Now, if we were to teach our children, be yourself and have fun, they'd say, goody, goody, license to do whatever we want to do. That's right, license to do whatever you want to do. What are your values? What are your desire for yourself? What would you like others to do? What would you like your creation to do? Would you like your creation to do anything they want to do, meaning do things that are not beneficial to them? Well, bum-ba-da-bum-bum. You see, when we start looking at the real issues involved here, the real issues are quite simple. It's who am I? Who are you? Who are we? What is our purpose in being here? Our purpose in being here is to have fun and be ourself. And what is ourself? Ourself is our divine self. Wow, wow, wow. Ourself is our happy self. To be ourself and have fun. What does it mean to have fun? It means to do those things that delight our soul. And the things that delight our soul are numerous and undefinable, because the things that delight our soul are sometimes doing nothing. Perhaps just sitting and quietly meditating in an evening, doing nothing, and quietly meditating and listening to the divine within. Why, that's not doing nothing, that's doing something. Well, perhaps it's just quietly looking at the sunset and doing nothing. Well, that's not doing nothing, you're looking at the sunset, and you're putting on it your values. Well, you see, no matter what we do, it is being ourselves, our values, being whoever we are, whatever is important to us, and following that. Now, what is important to you? What is important to me? What are our values? What is the label that we have allowed ourselves to have? What is the label that we have chosen to live by? Is the label that we have chosen to live by a label which says, I am wonderful, I am fantastic, I am glorious, I am whole and perfect in every possible way, I'm being myself and having fun, I am divine, I like me, oh, I like that label. Hey, we haven't thought about that as a label, but that's a label. The label of I like me. Do you really like yourself? Do you really enjoy your company? Do you really like to be with you? I do. I like to be with me. I like to be in my company. I like to do the things that make me happy. I like me. I'm very happy. Yes, I am. And that's a wonderful thing. Now, how about that? How about you? Are you a happy person? Are you living in the label that you have given yourself or allowed yourself to be given? What is your label? Is your label that you are the master of your life? That you are the creator of your world? That you are number one? That's my label. And that's a label that I love to go by. It's a label that means a lot to me. What label means a lot to you? Does a label mean a lot to you where it says that you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're always happy, you're always being balanced, and you're surrounded by beautiful beings and all that sort of good thing? Well, if that's who you are, wow, then you've got a great label, just like me. But it's a label that we don't have to earn. All we have to do is just remain harmonious with that label, never once going away from that label, never once feeling that that label is not important, but always standing by that label and enjoying it with all our heart and all our soul and all our being. I do. I love the label of being myself and having fun. I love the label of I'm number one. I love the label that I like me. I love the label I am independently wealthy. I love the label I am divine order. I love the label I am peace. Oh, whenever I think of things that get a little fast for me, I stop and say, I am peace. And when I say, I am peace, I feel so mellow. I feel so balanced. I feel so happy. That label really works for me. So, indeed, each of us have many labels. We have many labels, and they're good labels. And we sometimes allow a not-so-good label to stick on us. And when we do, we just stop that not-so-good label, and we turn back to the good label, and we remember that the good label is the only label we want to espouse for ourselves. I like me. I like me. I like me. I like all my creation. I like the world I have. I like the body I have. I like the abundance I have. I like the friends I have. I like everything in my world. I like me. I like me. I like me. I'm so happy. I am so happy to be me. I like me. Now, that's a label that we could all live by. And it's a label that I thoroughly enjoy living by myself. So, when you can say with me, I like me, you got it made. So today, let's put these causes in motion, make the label that we have one that is what we really want, and stand by it, live by it, and enjoy it. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and know that you too, with the Absolute Philosopher, can create the label that you want at any moment, and always keep that label reflective of the divine being that you are, the divine reality that you are. Because that's all that matters. Have a lovely evening, a lovely day, lovely forever. I love you. I love you. I love you.